Look at the framed portrait of King Henry, red-haired and red-robed, with his crown, sword, and orb. Unlike his brother, he had been a robust, athletic youth. Tall, slim, and good-looking, he was described by the Venetian ambassador Justinian as, in every respect, a most accomplished prince. Throughout his life, Henry valued the intellectual and physical skills which were so carefully nurtured in his youth. Looking through the eyes of the ambassador, writing in 1519, we can easily see the youthful Henry. His Majesty is 29 years old and extremely handsome. Nature could not have done more for him. He is much handsomer than any other sovereign of Christendom, a good deal handsomer than the King of France, very fair, and his whole frame admirably proportioned. On hearing that Francis I wore a red beard, he allowed his own to grow. And as it is reddish, he was now got a beard that looks like gold. He is very accomplished, a good musician, composes well, is a most capital horseman, a fine jouster, speaks good French, Latin, and Spanish, is very religious, hears three masses daily when he hunts, and sometimes five on other days. He is very fond of hunting and never takes his diversion without tiring 8 or 10 horses, which he causes to be stationed beforehand, and when one is tired, he mounts another, and before he gets home, they are all exhausted. He is extremely fond of tennis, at which game it is the prettiest thing in the world to see him play, his fair skin glowing through a shirt of the finest texture.